Bank of Cardiff, this is Kyle.
Hey, Kyle, this is Gary from Bidwell Trucking, just returning a voicemail that I got from you the other day.
Yeah, hey, Gary, how's it going? You said you're with Goodwill Trucking?
Bidwell.
Bidwell Trucking. Okay. Right on. So, voicemail basically probably summed up, I was following up on a couple finance offers. Any reason or particular reason for your call here?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I heard the voicemail and, you know, could use some financing right now. What kind of rates do you guys have? Or, I mean, yeah. is this like one of those payday loans, or do you guys have longer terms?
Oh, yeah. So rates all depend on the program you're looking to do. And we have a couple different ones here, equipment financing and working capital. So depending on what you're looking to do in there, the rates really vary. What do you think you might be more interested in, looking at a piece of equipment you're looking to bring on, or maybe some cash to have some purchasing power, or anything like that?
Yeah, I guess I'd like to get, I'm looking for maybe $150,000 over probably 5 years, something like that.
$150,000 over 5 years. Okay, and was that to bring on a piece of equipment or just working capital?
It's for actually a variety of different things.
Okay. Well, you mind just elaborate on that a little bit, just so I can see, what programs you might really align with and might make the most sense for your business there?
I want to take on a couple more drivers, which there's obviously cost to that. I have a few debts that I want to pay, get maybe one or two more trucks for those drivers too, and then ramp up our marketing campaign.
All right. Well, perfect.
A lot of stuff there.
Yeah, definitely. And that's kind of why I was digging a little deeper, because our equipment program over here is really special. You know, you're looking for a 2 to 5 year term. You said you mentioned you're looking for 150 over 5 years. Well, for the trucks, that's definitely something we might be able to get you, typically on a monthly payment. And depending on anywhere, like, between the 2 and 5 years, we can really set you up. And then, do you know what trucks you're, or what vendor you're looking to go through for the trucks there?
Yeah, it's going to be through Peterbilt.
Peterbilt. Okay. And you have any quotes there, or still in the process of just shopping around, or how's that going?
Well, I actually have the trucks already. I already have the purchase order, and you know, I have cash to pay for it, but it's going to pretty much bottom me out. So. Got a lot of other projects, so I'm trying to get something in the bank.
Okay, definitely. And how much was that purchase order for those trucks there?
Together, it comes to about $70,000.
$70,000. Okay. So the additional, say, $80,000 you're looking for, that's going to be split up between bringing on the new drivers, fixing those debts you have, and the marketing?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, perfect. Well, that's great to know, get a good start there. Just a little bit more information on the trucks you're looking at. Since you already have the ones picked out in the purchase order, are those sleepers, or how's that?
Yeah, they're sleepers. They're long haul truckings.
Long haul, okay. And are those both brand new, or?
They're actually both going to be used. They're
both going to be used.
2009s.
2009s, okay. And roughly the mileage on those?
Give me a second. Let me pull it up.
Okay.
Let me see. Okay. Looks like they're both slightly over 120.
Right over 120. Okay. So they, for both of them, right around 35 each, or?
Yeah, they're both the same. They're almost identical.
Almost identical. Okay. So, sounds like you maybe have worked with Peterbilt before, or was this your first time?
Oh, no. All my trucks are Peterbilt.
Oh, okay. So, do they offer financing over there?
Well, not for the used pieces.
Not for the used pieces. Okay. Well, great. You know, that's no problem for us here. We do both new and used, so won't be a problem. But, all right. Are those trucks going across the state lines, too, for you?
Yeah, we pretty much stay, my side of the Mississippi. I'm not sure where you are.
Oh, yeah, we're over here in San Diego, California, so the other side. Yeah.
That's what I thought that area code was.
Yep, that's right. And then, all right, moving on to, the marketing. Do you currently do any marketing?
No, we don't, but we're trying to get into some some of those newspapers that show up at the truck stations.
Trying to do some newspapers. Okay, and how have you got a quote from the company you might be going through, or?
No, I know a couple other people that have done it, though. It's probably going to be about, we want to put about 10K into it.
Put about 10K into it. Okay. And have the other people had a pretty good experience with that there?
Yeah, it seems it's pretty effective in finding kind of, basically what happens is you advertise that you have the drivers that you can do it, and other companies that have kind of an overflow of work will contract you.
Okay. Well, that sounds sounds beneficial there. Yeah, so on that, then right around 10K, and that'll fit more into our capital side there, and because we're gonna want to do a breakdown of both the programs, it might be a little easier that way, get you the best deal, I would say. And then when it comes to the drivers, are you gonna be looking at how many total, you think?
I'd like to get four.
Four?
Yeah, I have a couple other, you know, drivers that aren't always available, so I got to fill out the schedule.
Okay, and so a couple that aren't always available, how many you have total right now?
Right now I work with about 10.
Right, about 10. Okay, nice. And is it like, are they owner-operator, or do you own the trucks they're driving, or?
No, they contract through me.
Contract through you.
Yeah, okay. I own the trucks.
You own the trucks. Okay, and then how long have you been in business altogether?
About 17 years.
About 17 years? Okay, nice. Did you, were you in the industry before, decided just to start working, or how'd that go for you?
Oh, yeah, I've been driving my whole life and decided to start it up on my own.
That's good. Sounds like 17 years down the road, doing pretty well. Alrighty. Well, and then what's on the trucks there? I was going to ask, what kind of return on your investment you think you might be seeing from bringing them on?
Oh, well, you know, it'll depend on as far as, you know, how much workload we get, but I usually can bring in about 10K a month a truck.
10K per month for truck. Okay, nice. That's pretty good then. As long as you know you're making money off it, that's always good. Yeah. So
probably the sooner the work is there, so hopefully the marketing will pull through.
Of course. And then so kind of sound like the sooner the better to get these get the ball rolling all this on, or have a deadline, anything like that?
I'd like sooner the better. Like I said, I got the trucks picked out, so I'd like to get it sometime this month.
Sometime this month, okay. And then right on, well, the trucks will probably fall under our equipment program for sure, the capital for the drivers and in the marketing, of course. But just a little bit more about the debts you were talking about. You have some working capital loans out, are they for equipment, or how's that?
I got one of those daily loans they just gouged me on that interest rate that I'd like to just, you know, pay it off, get something that's a lower rate and have maybe monthly payments and be able to just, you know, be better off.
Of course. And who was that daily loan through?
I think it's called Cabbage.
Cabbage, okay. Yeah, I've heard of them. Okay, and when you originally took it out, how much was it for?
I think when we originally got it, it was about $75,000, but then, I mean, ended up being like $100,000 with all the interest in there.
Oh, really? Okay. So, yeah, pretty expensive there. And you're paying daily payments, so how much are you paying per day?
Oh, yeah, I hate that. They got over $250 a day coming out of that account.
Oh, wow. That's I can see how that could add up pretty quickly there. And then how long was that for that term you were set up on?
Again, it was one of those short ones. It was, I think, something like 10 months.
10 months? Okay,
yeah,
so...
What do you guys have? Is it going to be one of those daily things? Or I'm looking for something that's monthly, and like I said, 5 years long, so I can spread that out and, you know, actually make it worth it with the, you know, if I'm making $10,000 a month on each truck, I don't want to be paying out $11,000.
Oh, no, of course. And really how it works over here, I mentioned our capital program kind of along the lines of a shorter term. So, realistically, you can, it's anywhere from 6 months to 3 years. 3 years is a little bit harder to qualify for, just being a first-time customer. So, typically on the you know, closer to 24 months or so. And we do offer daily payments, but I know you kind of sound like you don't want to work with that there.
Oh,
so the cool thing is, yeah, no, of course, it's really rough. But, you know, we offer weekly and monthly as well. So I'm sure since you have a pretty good borrowing history, you've been paying your cabbage daily payments on time, we might be able to work something out. But on the five-year side, the equipment, that won't be a problem. We should be able to qualify for the 60-month program. So the trucks, we can definitely be looking at the five-year term, monthly payment kind of thing. So don't have to worry about daily there. But I will say on the capital side, you know, typically for first-time customers, it is around daily to weekly just because, you know, we haven't lend to you before just for that. But I will say it gets better once you return. We really pride ourselves on developing a relationship, so I'd like it to be you're able to pick up the phone and give Kyle over at Cardiff a call and just tell him you're looking to bring on a couple more trucks, and it's as simple as that. Update a few things on your file and get going.
Well, so, Kyle, can I call you and tell you that I want a monthly payment? Is that something we can do?
I'm going to definitely try it as hard as I can, but here's what I will tell you. I don't want to give you any unrealistic hopes just right now, but let me ask you a few more questions just to kind of see what we might actually be able to do over here, and then I'll be able to give you a better idea of what, you know, programs you might fit in. Does that sound all right? A few qualifying questions there?
Okay, yeah. What sort of documents are you going to need for me for all of this? I tried going through this maybe about a week ago, and they just kind of bombarded me with a bunch of stuff that I didn't think was necessary and just threw my hands up in the air. So now I'm over here with you guys.
Of course. So being that we're looking at both equipment and capital, there's going to be two applications. The equipment, it's right around half a page, really simple to fill out. Capital is a little bit closer to the full page, but really nothing crazy. So the two applications to get your signatures down there, and you are the 100%er, correct?
No, I'm not.
No, you aren't. Okay, so how many other owners are there?
It's me and my wife.
You and your wife, and what's the breakdown looking like there?
Oh, we're 50-50.
I
pretty much run the business. She's more, you know, she doesn't even come in. She stays at home.
Okay, well, no worries. Well, being that she is your wife, it'll be much easier that way. So we will need to get her signatures as well, since she is half your owner. Just for the case of really getting you the best approval, it always helps to have both owners' applications and signatures. So we're looking at those applications, 6 months of your most recent bank statements. And the reason for that is basically we want to get a better idea of the money you have coming in and out of your account, because you're looking at capital. And that program is based off your sales as opposed to credit. So,
sure.
That's
the other way with those bank statements. I can do that.
Okay. And then lastly, we just need to take a look at your most recent year's tax return. Do you have one for 2015?
Yeah, we got that too. That's easy. You need anything else?
Other than that, as of right now, we should be good. We got the balances on your loans for cabbage. But, I mean, if you could pull up the loan contract, the front page of that, just so I can see that and we can see what we can do about consolidating and just give you all the options there. We might need that as well, just a heads up.
The cabbage loan contract, can you send that to you?
Yes, if you could.
So that's I have the bank statements, tax return, and the loan contract.
Yeah.
Oh, and the application. Okay.
And the applications.
Now,
so, yeah,
can I email all of that to you?
Yeah, that's what I was just getting at. I'm going to send you over after we get off the phone here. We'll send you over an email, and it'll have the applications and the short list of stuff we'll need, so you don't got to remember that off the top of your head there. It'll all be in the email. But real quick, just to see what, you know, get a better idea here what we can do, and I'll try to point you in the right direction real quick on the phone. What did you do in gross annual sales for last year?
Oh, for sales, I think we were like a little over a million.
A little over a million.
Maybe
okay.
Maybe like 1.2 million.
1.2, okay. Nice. And then your ending balances on your bank statements, I'm assuming they're positive most of the time or looking pretty good. What would you say?
Oh, yeah. I don't have any of those, what do they call that? The overdrafts. I don't have any of that.
Oh, okay, great. That's good to hear. All right. Well, with the $1 million, you know, the capital you're looking for, we should, you know, be right around there getting it for you. Unlock maybe a little bit more. I don't know, like the breakdown with the trucks, 70 for on the equipment side, maybe around 80 or so on the capital side. So we'll get you set up there. What's your credit looking like? How would you rate it? Like, national average is right around a 680. You think you're right around there, maybe a little higher, a little below?
I don't know what the score is. It's just, there's nothing wrong with it. But, now, my wife, she's got a couple things on there, so I was hoping we might be able to do it without her involved in it.
We definitely can go that way. I mean, I'm working with you here, so if that's what you want to do, we can. But just my personal advice, you know, I want to help you here, and I want to be able to get you. I want to present a term to you and a loan that you're going to want to take. So it's a lot. The chances of that happening are much greater if we have both owners' signatures and we go through the whole process with them. I understand the credit might be a little bit of an issue, but our capital program primarily is based off of your sales, so that shouldn't be too much of an issue there. And if you are you worried about having it ran or hers ran, maybe at all, just since it might ding it, or what's your issue there?
We'd like to not make it any worse than it is.
Okay, well, the nice thing over here, we do a soft pull. So instead of pulling from all three of the creditors, we're actually doing just from Experian. So if anything, you'll have maybe 1 to 2 points, if that. So it really doesn't make too much of a difference. But I really strongly would advise to include her just so we can get you like the best rates possible, the best approval, if that makes sense.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll run it by her, see what she says. I'll tell you what. Can you send me that list of everything that I need, and I'll go ahead, take a look at it, talk to her tonight, and hopefully get stuff back to you tomorrow?
Yeah, I sure can. What's a good email for you?
It's Gary, so Gary, BID24 at yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. All right, Gary. Yeah, I could definitely shoot that over your way. And I did just want to ask too, real quick. Have you been looking anywhere else for financing?
Well, I dealt with these other jokers about a week ago, but I threw my hands up in the air. They wanted way too many things.
Of course. So did you even go through and apply, or did you just stop there?
We went through the whole deal. Then they started asking me for a whole lot more, and I just didn't think it was right.
Okay. So did you end up getting an offer over there through them?
They didn't give me what I wanted, so I didn't really consider it an offer.
But they presented you with some numbers, though, right?
Yeah, and then in order to get the numbers, they need me to do a whole bunch more, jump through a bunch of hoops.
Okay. Well, if you have an offer from them that shows what they're going to give you, if you send that over to me, you know, I can see what I can do to beat that, since you already have one. But if you don't have an exact offer letter, then no worries. But that would we have match or beat policies, so that would definitely strengthen your profile here. Be able to get you some, get you something you might be a little happier with, since I know that's not what you wanted.
Well, yeah, I hope it's a whole lot better.
Do you know what they were offering, or were they doing dailies, or?
Yep, it was one of those dailies. No, that's not really what I wanted.
Not really what you wanted.
Yeah, I'm hoping you guys will be a whole lot better. But why don't you send me that email? I'm gonna take a look at it, and I will get everything back to you. And hopefully, get this thing rolling this week.
This week, so maybe expect those back by tomorrow. Then following day.
Yeah, maybe late tomorrow.
Late tomorrow. Alrighty, well, I'll tell you what, if I don't see anything by the end of tomorrow, I'll give you a call the following day, maybe around this time, just to touch base, make sure you didn't have any hiccups or questions there.
Okay, perfect.
Alrighty, well, it was great talking to you, and I will be in touch soon.
Alright, thanks a lot.
Alright, have a good one. Bye.